This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
I tell you, this is the vibe I'm going for. On an NFL Friday.
It's like Starsky and Hutch to me. Is that fair?
Yes. I actually think this was in Starsky and Hutch, but I was watching Reservoir Dogs last night. I'm actually wrong. I was driving Olivia home and on my Spotify playlist, now I'm going to forget the damn name of it. One of the great soul songs of the 70s came on, and it's a song that you listen to. The Pusher Man. It's a song that you listen to and you're like, oh, this is just a fun kind of, and then you listen to the lyrics and it's like, you probably shouldn't be listening to these lyrics if you're 14. Mm. Don't care. That song slapped. And even Livvy, who she got a lot of interesting kind of emerging music takes.
What was the name of the song again?
Pusher Man.
It's Pusher Man?
Yes, yes, yes. I think it's by Curtis Mayfield, but I could actually be wrong.
Yeah, no, you got it right.
And, oh my God. By the way, if you've never seen the Soul Train version of it, it's insane. It's awesome. Also great dancing as well. But I looked over and
I'm just reading the lyrics.
My kid has never shown an interest in soul music. Yeah. And that kid she was into it. I couldn't let her know that I knew she was into it, but she was into it. And I was like, there's another sign that my oldest is a winner.
Glad that's working out for you. We were driving home from Buffalo. I was with my father-in-law yesterday, and he was on one of the deep track stations.
Yeah.
And I noticed it was the same, and I don't ask me what song it was because I don't remember at all. It was the same theme over and over again. And then we both looked up, and at one point we're like, how long has this thing been going on for? it had been the same song for 15 minutes before the two of us. Does this song never end?
All right. In fairness, Pusher Man kind of does get there because at one point it's kind of a song that just keeps going. And then eventually at the end, you're like, it's like a 5 minute song.
Was there just no cap on length at that point? And
So the whole point of deep cuts is because of the way way inside baseball here, but eventually they got to a very rudimentary thought about if you're over 3 minutes or 2.5 minutes, you're not a single. So you're not on radio. Mm. So there's so many songs now that are like, well, that's that band's best song. Yeah, but it's considered a deep cut because it could never be released as a single because it was a 6 minute song.
Yeah, this one was pushing 10 or 15. It was, I just kept going. I'm like, I don't know how this even happened. I'm your pusher man. Once you read the lyrics, it's very clear what he's trying to push.
Yes.
It's very clear what he's trying to do here.
It is. And I think he does it very well. Yeah.
Not alarming at all?
Yeah. Oh, no.
That alarming. Your daughter, that she's this is the song, this resonates?
I mean, if in a year I have to ask her about, are you on H?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be, okay, we'll look back at the moment.
No, but her defense will be like what I used to have as a defense as a kid. It's like, no, I don't even like lyrics that way. It's about it's the vibe.
Okay, quick sidebar before we get to the Guardians thing. So I am a lyrics guy or a melody guy, and my sister is just... My sister was an opera singer, insanely talented is my big sister, but she's an opera singer. So the only thing she cares about is a voice.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just can't have musical conversations because it's like, it's a great voice. The melody sucks. ah, but it's a great voice. And that's, and then we just have to be like, you know what? We like different things. Back to our respective corners. We'll find a different song to talk
about. It's like the ongoing in like the hip hop community. That's like the big discussion is, are you a lyrics guy, or do you just like the vibe of the song?
Yep.
It's always a back and forth.
A lot of people just love the vibe of the song, and I'm like, I can't understand what
the guy's
saying.
I always thought I was a lyrics guy, and then I realized, like, sometimes when you do look up lyrics, you're like, geez, that was nowhere close to what I even thought they were saying. And on top of it, they don't even really make sense. So I must just be a vibe of the song guy.
So Buster Olney has a report about the Guardians at the deadline.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about that report?
So it's interesting to me because he put out four names that are just untouchable. And in the report, he was talking about things that he learned over the All-Star break and over the All-Star weekend as he started talking to different people. And he has the Guardians are ready to listen to offers for all but four. J-Ram, Kwan, Klasse, and Cade Smith. And then puts everyone else is available. And the Guardians are hoping to get maximum value and find more offense.
What's funny is none of the other guys have value.
Yeah, so it's like you took the four most valuable people and said, no, we're not really doing this. And I got a little agitated by it, by the way, because I was convinced they were going to sell off Class A, get some good prospects, keep this thing moving, or get ready bats right now and keep this thing moving. But it seems like that's a no-go for the Guardians.
It would be like going to a yard sale and saying, I know these, the tractor is not for sale. Why is it out? It's just out there. The painting and the night, you can't have the painting either. Would you like the nail clippers?
Yeah, you sound like my mom's yard sales growing up.
Yes.
Where people would try to buy things, and then she'd be like, I don't know how this got out here.
You know what? I actually can't do that one. Thought about it now.
The moment someone showed value or interest in it, then it had perceived value. And my mom was like, so what was the value I'm missing? Maybe I didn't want to get rid of this thing. And that's kind of what it feels like with the Guardians right now.
And so, nobody but Jose should be untouchable. Jose's untouchable because of the contract. And Jose's untouchable because if you trade him, all the gains that you've made with Guardians fans the last 4 years will go out the window no matter what happens in the second half of the season, if you have a Tigers-esque run, or next year. It just won't.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing can be said the same about anybody else in this roster. Kwan's got, three postseasons of control?
Yeah.
That has some meaning on a market where there's not a lot of players who are very good at bats that are going to be out there. Same thing with Class A. Like, there's a part of me that's like, listen, if this is just being like, hey, it's not for sale, which means give us a bigger offer, dummy. Okay. If this is a, hey, we're not standing pat here, you're in an interesting sport and interesting point in Guardians history. And I think you might be stubborning yourself into peril career-wise if you're Antonetti and Chernoff and you're just pot committed to two of the four guys who won't be here in, 3 years, a year maybe even?
Well, and even just to the Klasse and Cade Smith thing, like now's the time to get value for these guys. Now's the time to strike. And I do think that the other teams are listening. So it's always interesting to monitor the trade markets and see where everyone's going. I noticed today, for instance, there were a couple different places that had linked up the Tigers with that Deem Farm system that we've always talked about for the previous couple weeks. Linked them up now with the Twins bullpen and a couple pieces they could potentially have offered up. Like, it's like you're starting to see some of the conversation shift. And instead of it being Class A or Cade Smith, it's now different organizations. And by the way, a lot of interdivision matchups that they're discussing as well. But like the Guardians aren't a piece of these anymore, at least not since the All-Star break.
So maybe this is a way to put it. Do you believe this? Do you believe that the Guardians are, these guys, or...
I don't think they're doing what you hinted at, which some teams do, is they're just trying to drive up the price.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm taking this as... I shouldn't always take things as gospel, but I'm taking this as gospel. And I think part of the reason why is there's a belief in the back of my mind that this would tell me the Guardians are actually thinking about next year, mm-hmm. and they believe that they're not that far away. And they think with the influx of talent they could have with the bringing guys up, maybe next year isn't just going to be an off season. They're going to actually make a run for it. Because if you kept these four, that would be the thinking there.
So, you know me, everything's price dependent. I don't want to get rid of Kwan. I don't want to get rid of Class A. But I think this organization has shown so many times how nimble they are and how light on their feet there are. And to me, this would be being caught lead-footed, which I think is what sinks small to mid-market teams. I think you're right about, the signal's belief in next year. But you're probably going to be having the same conversations about trading Class A or Kwan this offseason. And certainly next deadline and next offseason after that, if you don't deal them now.
Well, so, maybe they're looking at it like we can, because we know you can always get rid of Kwan, you can always get rid of Class A, and I don't know about always with Class A, but for at least right now, you have an opportunity to get rid of Kwan when you want to. Are they looking at it like next year we can reassess, and if the thing is off to a hot start and they do have in the right direction, then they don't have to press the button?
I think that might be the way they're looking. What I would say is, to me, the only reason I would have any interest in moving either guy is there, this is one of those typical years, much like last year's was, where in this new reality, there are so many teams out there that need what you have, and there are so few sellers that, you know, like, to me, if it's just somebody wants to offer 100 cents in the dollar for Kwan, the answer is no. You're getting 2.5 years of value, 3 postseasons of control. You need to overpay effectively.
Right.
Same thing with Class A, but the market looks like that is what will come to fruition. And so it's, you know, I don't want to miss out on a payday, because in the offseason, you've noticed teams are a lot more patient and teams are a lot less likely to overpay in the offseason because there are more ways to improve your team.
Well, and you don't
let
down.
I just think it would be foolish not to listen.
You don't let down the fan base as much either if you do things. And like right now, why there is such the market the way it is expanded playoffs help with this, obviously, but more teams never feel like they're close.
Yeah.
And so you're going to have more teams jockeying for chances to go ahead and make that 1-2 game addition. And you do. You let down the fan base if you don't make moves.
And here's the other thing. This is another, what, like, the timing matters about all this. A lot of the big market teams who might be more willing to go all in, whether it's for Kwan, Class A, Kwan and Class a lot of them also have. This is, in terms of the big market side of things, outside of like the Yankees and Mets, pretty much all the big market teams do have, or even the aggressive teams like Seattle, have really great farm systems.
Yeah.
And that have what you don't have long term. So a year from now, that's going to look different because some of those guys are going to graduate or some of those guys are going to fall off. That is the concern, is it's like this could be your window to very quickly reposition this as you wait for your own guys to hit where they need to hit. And then even the Kafis isn't Lauder. So it's less, oh, why aren't you trading them? And it's more, unless this is about jockeying for position and in value, I just don't understand not listening on two guys who probably aren't going to be here in a year and a half anyways, given how the thing works.
Well, that's the part of this that makes it really, the phrasing on this is really interesting. Like, they're ready to listen to offers on all but 4 players. That tells us that if you call up and you want to give the Godfather package for Class A and Kwan, you want to do what the Dodgers Sports Radio spent a couple of days talking about in one of those type of deals, then the Guardians front office right now is like, thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah.
Like, we don't even want to entertain that.
Hey, Max Clark, Kevin McGonigal, and 2 other top prospects. I'm sorry.
It's like, no, we already got our plan. We're not set on doing this. It's like, really? There's no offer you could listen to right now?
And you know me. If you've got a chance at the deadline to compete, and 4.5 games out right now with 3 weeks to go, you got a chance to compete. I'm not here to sell. But I am here if the market allows you an opportunity to really take a huge jump over the next year and a half because you get that kind of talent, you'd be foolish not to consider it. And I don't consider Antonetti or Chernoff foolish. So there's a part of me that does have a hard time kind of buying in that Buster Olney's 100% right on this. 216-474-0092. What Major League Baseball is getting wrong on the Guardians.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Both my mocking TJ Watt yesterday and Pittsburgh Radio, our sister station in 93.7, The Fan. I don't know why I stuttered that. 93.7, The Fan in Pittsburgh, trying to really go at me. And the geriatric caller on at Nick Wilson says, who is like, that Cleveland clown. And I was like, yeah. That's right, Grandpa. Let's get it.
So what did Daryl do in response to that? Like, does Daryl warm up coming off vacation? It seems like he ramps up a little bit.
I think Daryl likes when anyone... Yes, I think today is the slow ramp up.
This is it, yeah.
I think he likes... I think he likes when other people get people mad, too. He really enjoys that. If you can really stick in the craw of somebody else, I think Daryl does appreciate that just because he gets some flack for it. So, you know... It helps him feel like he's part of the, you know, we're all in this together.
Well, Daryl, you talk about helping out paychecks for stations between the two of us. Remember when Daryl went on before the playoff game, for the Browns playoff game, and like basically was like, the Browns have no chance?
Yep.
I feel like in that moment, he should have been asking them for some of the paychecks as well.
The great uniter, as he was, as I am, with saying TJ Watt's a whiny little baby.
He just got both sides mad is all he did there.
Yes.
That's all he did.
Yes. We texted about that. Like, what are we doing there, Hoss? So we got some news on the Luis Ortiz thing for the Guardians today that he is going to continue on paid leave through August 31st. And then maybe some news will kind of come out here from baseball.
Yeah, this is very confusing at this point, mainly just because I don't understand what baseball is waiting on is the problem I have here. It's now been 15 days since we first discussed this, since he was first placed on paid leave. The July 3rd, I think, was the date there. 15 days, and within minutes, Nick, we had all sorts of different photos of the exact moments that were in question. We knew exact pitches to exact games.
Social media already made their decision.
We had social media did, but like, so the problem with that is that you either had the smoking gun or you didn't. You either knew that there was, and they were tipped off apparently, and they have their own investigative arms of this all to be able to tell them exactly when funny bets and funny placement of bets were happening, because if someone bets $30,000, let's say, on the first pitch of a second inning game against the Mariners, that's a problem. Like, something clearly went wrong there. So either they should have known at the time that Ortiz's family was connected, or someone in the three states that had placed the bets were connected back to him, or they didn't. And if they didn't, then I don't know why they went so hard in the paint and why they continue to go so hard in the paint. Because right now it looks like they got nothing.
Well, and to what you're saying, the longer this goes on and the longer you're holding his career hostage and hanging in the balance, which, by the way, it is going to impact when he comes back. It's going to impact how long it might take to come back. We saw the time away from football, what that meant for Deshaun Watson. Like, this has, in real time, implications for Luis, who's in the midst of a, I looked like he was turning the corner and then never really got the chance to pay that off. So like,
yeah, this was a big year for him, and he's pitching pretty good.
At some point, if you don't have something, you are going to be irreparably harming somebody in their career in the name of, I need more time to disprove what I think we already made a decision on.
And they fumbled this in a couple of different ways already. And so like remember the day of, it was at 12 o'clock for about 2 hours. There was a whole stretch there where people didn't think that it was anything in relation to pitching and gambling. People thought that it was something way more serious and way worse for Ortiz's image when it comes to what we tend to link these things up when they just first placed him on that leave. And like baseball just kind of let that hang for like a 2 hour stretch where people thought that he had committed all sorts of heinous activity, things that would land him in jail. And then you get the gambling situation, which again, not great by baseball standpoint, but like you have to have a smoking gun. You have to have some facts, some proof that he was tied to this, or what are we doing here?
Yeah, and I know it's on paid leave, so this can be a little bit of crocodile tears, but I also think, you know, as they continue to navigate the new norm, I think this might end up being the thing that, like, the Players Association should have a very, very real gripe in saying, we would be as outraged as you on the gambling thing, but this has to be done within 30 days.
Right.
Well, or this has to be done within 2 weeks or something like that. It has to be adjudicated quick enough.
Yes.
Because, it's just Luis Ortiz today. Well, like we're seeing with the Terry Rozier thing. Terry Rozier, I mean, that's been going on for almost a year now. The Malik Beasley thing, that's going to be going on for a while, and there's a lot at stake. I mean, hell, it's probably already cost Malik Beasley maybe $70 million in the process.
Well, and so the problem that arises with this, Nick, though, and this is where they should be taking this very seriously, is that they don't have connections to Ortiz himself or his family or someone betting on these two instances. Then you could, with reason, set off this IC360, the investigative firm. You could set off their bells and their alarms by placing any large number on one single pitch in an outcome in any of these games, and you could get any sort of pitcher or batter or anyone in charge of these situations in trouble, because that's kind of what it seems like is happening here. Again, it's not Ortiz's fault if someone's betting $50,000 on a ball for the first pitch of an inning. It is Ortiz's fault if he's got a connection to that.
Yes.
But if you can't make those connective dots, then don't place him on administrative leave
or
unpaid leave.
And it's interesting. Like, to make sure this is effective, you have to cast a wide net. So that does make sense. But then slow playing, and I do have a devil's advocate of why I think this could be going, but slow playing this, and like this should also be something that's relative, I guess maybe where I'm going with it, this should be something that is relatively easy to dispute given the breadth of, I mean, just power baseball has and the scope of connections that they have. This should be something that is pretty easy to prove or disprove just because of all the knowledge and all the power that they have.
For sure. Well, that's how we knew instantaneously within the hours of the conversation that the bets had taken place in three states. Further than that, Nick, we knew that it took place in Ohio, New Jersey, and New York. Like, we knew the states where it happened. And so if we know the states where it happened, kind of feeling they know the people that it happened with as well. And that's why if you, like, an easy connecting of the dots was like, all right, clearly Ortiz's family was in on this. They wouldn't do this unless they knew what those names were and already made those connections. Well, if you've done that, then what are we waiting on? Why place until the end of the month? Like, I feel like they don't have the actual names associated with this, because if not, they would just come down and be like, all right, we did our investigative work. We found the connection. You can't do that. You're banned for life.
So if you're just joining us, Luis Ortiz is paid administrative leave by baseball, has been extended until August 31st, with no real hand being tipped here on whether we're closer to him being proven guilty or found guilty and maybe an infinite a suspension, or the opposite happening and he immediately can come back. And the reason why it does, the only thing I could think of is, what if, because this would be, the first time that a major leaguer has been found specifically of this, and we're talking about a major league, like, every day, every 5 day pitcher, I could see if Major League Baseball had enough evidence to hammer him, but maybe there was some kernel of doubt. I could see negotiations between his agent and the league on a settlement that basically protected Major League Baseball from not being 100% certain, but while also getting Luis to admit some guilt, and then allowing him to restart his career at a later time, either next year or maybe the year after.
So something that would basically make it so that he doesn't get banned for life, but he does end up with like,
because
yes. We've seen a couple different instances like
like the Trevor Bauer thing with domestic violence.
Yeah.
What was it, a year and a half suspension or something like that for Trevor?
Yeah. So what was the A's pitcher we had previously with the gambling situation? That was a year. And then we had a minor league situation that was also a year as well. Like, it seems like we just had a couple different instances here and there. That'd be interesting if that's what Ortiz was jockeying for. And so I could understand if maybe that was part of it.
Feels a little bit like galaxy braining too.
I mean, but either he did it or he didn't. Like, either baseball's going to have this hardline stance and they really want to send a message because if he's guilty and everything's associated with it, banned for life, no bargaining power, he shouldn't have any leeway attached to this. So if you're going to give him leeway and you're going to say, we're just trying to figure it down to a year or 6 months or whatever, that means they couldn't find enough evidence. Like, yeah. That means it wasn't a clear enough connection.
Yeah.
And if that was the case, if I was Ortiz, I'd be like, okay, I'm not accepting this.
Yeah.
You don't have enough to go ahead and do this. I'm not accepting it.
Well, and I think, I also think from the Guardian standpoint, like, I think teams need to be protected from this stuff too. Maybe it's because I'm seeing this for the first time and how it's playing out.
Yeah.
This is a significant piece of this team. This is one of your top three starters, and not just for this year, but when you think about control, like, okay, in the grand span of things, if Luis is proven innocent and September 1st he's ready to go and this, that, and the other, in Luis's mm-hmm. career, if he pitches 20 years in baseball, it's not going to be the biggest thing in the world, right? It's going to be a small span of time.
Right.
From the Guardian side of things, you've got him for another 4 years. So...
Yeah, and he was your second best pitcher starting from the second month of the season on.
But 2 months, 2.5 months of control for an organization like Cleveland, and by the way, even if it turns out to be a settlement that we're talking about, some in between of where you miss the rest of the year, okay, how is inevitably the ownership or the leader the organization gets punished? You can't figure out when you're scouting guys, hey, are you going to gamble or not? You know?
Right.
So, like, there's a part of me that's like, all right, you also owe it to the organizations. Like, listen, for the integrity of the game, you owe it to get this right. And that should be the ultimate focus for baseball. But you do have to think about the player's career and the impact it could have on this career, because the worst thing you can do is sidetrack a guy's career who turns out to be wildly innocent in all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And also, no matter whether he's innocent or guilty, if he misses the rest of this year or most of the rest of this year, like August 31st, you are punishing an organization who 2.5 months of control means a hell of a lot more to the Guardians than it does the LA Dodgers or the New York Yankees.
Well, and if this team had been good, Nick... For 2 months, taking one of your best pitchers out of the equation is so detrimental.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe in that 10-game losing streak, maybe Ortiz could have been the two starts that would have taken this completely different. I don't know. You tell me.
Didn't Terry Rozier, wasn't he on the active roster in Miami through the entirety of it?
Yeah.
So, like, again, like, it's weird because on one hand, the sanctity of the game has never been more in danger of any sport because of legalized gambling and the spread of it. I enjoy it. I think a fair amount of us here at the station have partnerships. We're enjoying it. I like sports gambling, but from the league side of things, yes, integrity of the game, which has been used way too much to talk about everything, like steroids and stuff like that, it is paramount. At the same point, you have to have a process in place that you can deal with this quickly, because there are so many ways in which this, and honestly, there are so many ways in which this matters to get it right for the player and the NFL or the MLBPA as well.
I mean, I was under the assumption when it came out on that day of, and the fact that we knew the three states that were the bets had come from, like, I was like, they have to have some sort of connection here. It's got to be obvious. It's got to be someone with the last name Ortiz or mm-hmm. something like that. And honestly, the longer this goes on and with less information that they're willing to at least share publicly, the more it makes it seem like to me that, hey, listen, I don't know how often or how deep you get into gambling, but like, there's been parts of my life where I get very, very into gambling. I haven't gambled in a little bit, but I've made some dumb bets when down and out, you mm-hmm. know? And I think people would be shocked at the amount of money some people would place on a first inning first pitch or second inning, first pitch of the inning type wager. So it's like, did you have anything, or was it just a $30,000, $50,000, $100,000 bet that raised some flags and you saw it twice and it just made you think something was up? Because it's wrong either way.
Well, and if you're Luis at this point, if you know you're innocent and they're continuing to mind their P's and Q's and check every box to make sure you, at some point, if you were on paid leave for 2.5 months in the middle of what, your second full season in baseball, at some point baseball is going to start owing you something. Like, I can't imagine, like, if he is a innocent in all of this and there's just zero culpability at all, at some point you got to think about legal action if they're just going to take away 2.5 months of your career, because in the end it costs baseball nothing. It costs you a hell of a lot.
For sure. I think most courts would look at that in a very reasonable way. Like, it's such an interesting situation to me, though, on so many different levels. And the fact that it got now extended, I don't know. For as serious as baseball takes this, I would have a hard time thinking they needed 15 days to investigate the matter if they had conclusive evidence to then come down with it, some sort of ruling.
What is baseball waiting on? 216-474-0092. The best I could think is negotiating some sort of settlement between the league and the player and all that, but we got to get to disrespect and ties in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Yinzer fans still big mad at me, just very, they've not come off the what about Myles Garrett or you're fat. There's been no. I keep waiting for someone to find the third lane, and I'm like, nah, it's kind of all the same iteration of Nick Wilson has a weight problem or Myles Garrett's a bigger baby.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to ask you which one hurts more, but it'd probably be the Myles Garrett one at this point because you were so hard against Myles that it's like, what happened here?
Oh, see, but even that, I'm like,
it's like, well, it's like not keeping the right receipts.
I would say, like, why would a Pittsburgh, whether it's a host or a, why would they know that I've been harder on Myles than almost anybody, right? So even that's I'm almost like Teflon in this because nobody said anything that actually
thing is what I always find interesting though. Like, don't people understand that? Like, if they wanted to make that as an insult, they had to talk like, to like 10-year-old you.
Yeah.
Like at this point, that's just not going to do anything to you.
I also think the other thing about that is, I almost think
it's so
less
unoriginal.
Well, that's the thing. It like anytime somebody goes to you fat schmo, it's like, well, that just doesn't take any creativity.
Yeah.
You know, like if you really put it in a creative way, you still might be able to get through the armor. But if it's just you're fat.
Well, I think you really got to get specific if you want to hurt people's feelings, right? And you also got to get on things that don't typically get talked about.
Yes, exactly.
That's the other thing.
Exactly. I just don't think fat's one of them. Not when it's self-applied 90% of the time.
Your next podcast should be the I'm Fat podcast.
You know, Hacksaw and I
really swerve into that.
Hacksaw and I actually had the imaging for it and everything, and then I left Charlotte. We were going to do a podcast called Small Talk, Large Men.
Yeah, there we go.
And so we had one of the guys, Mike Schaefer, who's got a great radio voice. He was the PD of WBT, and I had him do it, and he's like, get ready for Small Talk and Large Men.
There we go.
And I'm like, man, I got to break that puppy out.
The problem with that, though, is that I would never think I'm going to that specific podcast for any like big opinions. You know, I'm thinking like Small Talk. I'm thinking like, so how was the weather today?
I think the point is,
boy, do we need rain, don't we?
I think the talk is small comparative to the body mass index, right? The BMI.
Which then puts you guys so large.
Yes.
That the talk itself is still so big.
This talk is huge. The men are fatter.
If you think the talk is big, just wait. Yeah.
That's not all. Why did I have to go there?
I mean, you said it, not me.
I mean, come on now.
It's the second time you've tried to prop up that body part of yours.
Not the second time.
I mean, just today.
A lot more than that, fella.
I mean, just today.
A lot more.
Just today.
We are propping quite a bit. You ran into a scenario over the weekend.
Yeah, set me up with that segue. So I spent the past 3 days at my wife's grandma's funeral.
Bail me out.
Yeah. There's really no way to do this now. There's no real way. So it was funny though. On Tuesday, we're all getting ready, and so everyone in the core part of attendance that's going to be there, because we didn't know how many people were going to show up. Mm. She lived to be 95. When you live to be 95,
you know people.
Well, you know people, but a lot of your friends have also they've died. Yeah. Like, they're long gone. So we thought, and it was a great turnout, but we thought it was going to be maybe 10, 12, 15 people max. You just don't know. And so all the guys on Tuesday were then coming around, and they're trying to figure out what to wear, not to wear. And I got asked, like, so what are you going to wear? And I said, well, I'm going to wear a suit and a tie. You know, that's what you do at a funeral. You wear a suit and a tie. And these are all Elise's family members. And so, like, they're all of, you know, different ages and everything. But, like, I've been in the family for a while, but I'm still trying to make people happy. You know what I mean? And so her uncle was like, well, so if you don't wear a tie, then none of us have to wear a tie.
Mm-hmm.
And then her father-in-law was like, yeah, I don't really want to wear a tie. It's going to be 95 degrees outside. I don't want to do that. And so we're all just kind of debating it. And I'm like, no, like, it's mad disrespectful to me. If I go to a funeral and I don't wear a tie, I have to wear a tie. It got to the point where Uncle was like, well, I guess you're eating McDonald's tonight instead of the meal that we're having. And I'm like, that's not the threat that you think it is, friend. I love McDonald's.
I'm pro-Uncle on this one. I don't know where you're getting the tie thing. I think you... Okay, actually, there's a few things. One, it's wild they put it on you. It is very wild.
Well, they were right. Here's the smart thing was then they would get me to then be like, you're right, let's not wear a tie. And then everyone would be all in accordance and agreement. And then and it would be like, well, yeah, Jonathan didn't want to wear a tie.
Mm-hmm.
And so I probably would have got blamed for it. And it would have been easy for them. But then none of the guys would have wore a tie.
So, well, but I think that's my point of it's like, all right, we're going to put the power distribution on one of the newer family members. That feels a little dicey. All right, little need a little more leadership there. Now, come on.
Need more leadership?
I'm going to tell you right now, if you've been in that family 40, 50, 60 years, and you're like, the new guy wouldn't wear a tie, so we didn't. I mean, what are we doing here?
It was definitely going to come falling back on me.
Of course it was.
You've met the women in that family. They run the show.
So in this way, you were smart because you protected yourself. On the other way, though, you could have gotten some easy points by taking the heat.
Didn't want it.
Oh, I would have taken that.
I think it's so disrespectful to not wear a tie at a wedding.
Disagree.
And everyone's like, oh, it'll be hot out. Yeah, suck it up. She lived 95 years. The least you could do is wear a tie at her funeral.
Yeah, but see, okay, she lived 95 years, and you're already suffering from the loss. You don't need a little more suffering by wearing a tie. This is your Catholic school roots coming through.
Well, and so I was wondering why it was so easy to wear ties, and it's because my Catholic school roots, I wore a tie every day for high school. That was part of the uniform, and so I guess I'm just comfortable wearing ties. I never understood the people that are just like, oh, it's such a bother to wear a tie. It's like, it's a tie. It's not that big of a deal.
You look
significantly nice. All the weddings, too. Weddings, all these people, they constantly are like, oh, happy to take this tie off, finally. It's like, it's not really that bad.
I've watched every Final Destination. Fine. That tie is one or two bad things happening in a row away from being your demise.
I left on Thursday. I told Elise, I said, the one thing I want now for my wedding is everybody in attendance has to wear a suit and a tie.
You mean your funeral?
Sorry, wedding, funeral. Oh boy, that was a mistake. Getting in trouble for one later on.
If you told Elise that, you will need that funeral here soon.
But for my funeral, that's what I want. I say, you better wear a tie. Like that's and you right there.
No.
If I die before you, you better wear a tie.
No.
I want 100 degrees, 70 degrees, anything in between. Doesn't matter.
No.
Be respectful. Wear a tie.
I'll wear a bolo tie.
Why is it such a big deal? Yo, you're gonna go off Philip Rivers on me?
I absolutely will. I will go fat Wyoming minister.
You know what?
I'll wear a cowboy hat.
You do
a bolo
cowboy
tie.
Hat, bolo tie. There's effort there. There's effort there.
Well, see, now I don't like this because I went this way. Why? Just because I'm skirting the rules a bit.
I mean, you live 95 years, and you get to a spot where people are debating whether or not they can wear a suit and a tie for you. I mean, it's just, what are we doing here?
A week out. If you had said, we're planning everything, you care about this? And she'd be like, hell no, don't wear ties. Those look uncomfortable as hell. I
didn't know this was such a stick for me, but it clearly was because I was like, and you know me, I do like to go with the flow many times, especially when it comes to like earning points with family, where I'd be like, this is an easy one, just take it. No part of me thought it was acceptable to not wear a tie.
I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to show up buck naked.
I'm going to get you kicked out of my funeral is what I'm going
to
do.
You're going to have to because I'm not going to have any clothes on.
I want to hire security guards to just monitor and see what you wear. And if you're not wearing the proper attire, you're getting the boot, man.
I am so much more
stealthy.
And
that's
going
to be the job of the security guards. Not wearing the tie. Or you get easy on the tie.
Catholic churches,
you're out.
Catholic churches have like 17 different entrances. I will make sure that I'm going to send everybody to the front the stoops there. And then I'm going to walk out behind the casket naked as a jaybird. And just be like, sorry, guys. JP wanted it this way.
And Elise will turn to everyone and be like, he's been off his medication for a while. It's not his fault.
No. Elise will murder me on the spot.
She might. She might legitimately murder you.
And that'll be worth it. It'll have to be worth it. And then, because there's no way he can get me back, because you'll also be dead first.
Why is it such a big deal to wear the tie?
Because ties are awful. They are so awful. They are amateur nooses.
They show a class, a sophistication for the event.
Don't.
They show respect for the event that you're going to.
We've evolved past wearing ties. You know what else we don't wear anymore? We don't wear ties to baseball games anymore. Why? Because they're insufferable. If this was in 1920
really
and you showed up to
bad.
A baseball game with a tie on, without a tie, people would think you were a bad word, whatever,
it
in 1920s.
It felt like 102 out there. I think the real actual temperature was somewhere in the 90s, high 90s. And you better believe the whole entire time I was outside, I was gladly wearing that tie.
Why were you gladly
Didn't
wearing
even
it?
Think about it, because it was a respect thing, is what
it
was.
It was a respect thing.
It was a respect
that
thing
that you created in your head.
I know. Listen, Job would have loved me wearing that tie. That's what she called her grandma. She would have loved me wearing that tie.
I don't think she would have.
She would have been like, "That's how you show some respect."
I don't think she would have.
That's some class out of that Jonathan Peterlin.
She
married a good one.
She'd be like, Johnny, why did you make everybody else? Make everybody else suffer on principle?
They did all wear ties, by the way.
Yeah, they did. It's a disrespectful to not wear a tie at a funeral. We'll ask that of Bryant McFadden. Get his thoughts on the TJ Watt deal and the Browns offseason in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.